आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम अनुजा कुमार। द हेडलाइंस। यूनियन होम मिनिस्टर अमित शाह सेज ओनली सेंट्रल गवर्नमेंट कैन रिस्टोर स्टेटहुड टू जम्मू एंड कश्मीर। External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar to embark on a three-nation visit to Saudi Arabia, Germany and Switzerland today. Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi Sheikh Khalid bin Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan to be on a three-day visit to India beginning today. India sends food aid to Zimbabwe, Zambia and Malawi. Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni says India can play a role in resolving Ukraine conflict. And Navdeep Singh bags gold medal in men's javelin throw at Paralympic Games in Paris. Sprinter Simran Sharma wins bronze in women's 200-meter event. And now the news in detail. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that only central government and Prime Minister Narendra Modi can restore statehood to Jammu and Kashmir. Addressing a rally of BJP workers in Jammu, Mr. Shah said he himself had assured the parliament in August 2019 that statehood would be restored at an appropriate time after the assembly elections.
ये कहते हैं हम जम्मू कश्मीर को ऑटोनोमी देंगे, बता कर जाता हूँ, मेरी बात ढंग से सुन लेना, कोई ताकत ऑटोनोमी की बात अब कर नहीं सकती, आप मेरी बात ध्यान से सुन। ये राहुल बाबा की नेशनल कॉन्फ्रेंस कहते हैं कि हम जम्मू कश्मीर को स्टेट का स्टेटस वापस देंगे, वो कहते हैं हम पहले जैसी व्यवस्था लाएंगे, जम्मू को फिर से अन्याय करने की शुरुआत करना, आप सहमत है क्या?
He said that these elections are going to be historic as it will be the first assembly polls since the abrogation of Article 370 in the Union Territory. The Home Minister said for the first time since independence, the electorate of Jammu and Kashmir will cast their votes under one flag, the tricolour, and under one constitution drafted by Baba Saheb Ambedkar. Mr. Shah accused the opposition parties for wanting to bring back the old system in Jammu and Kashmir and start talks with Pakistan. He asserted that till there is no peace, there will be no talks with Pakistan. External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar will travel to Riyadh in Saudi Arabia today to attend the first India-Gulf Cooperation Council Foreign Ministers meeting. During the two-day visit, he is also expected to hold bilateral meetings with foreign ministers from the Gulf Cooperation Council member countries. On the second leg of the visit, Dr. Jayashankar will travel to Berlin in Germany for a two-day visit from Tuesday. This will be his third bilateral visit to Berlin. Both India and Germany share a robust strategic partnership, and Germany is one of India's prominent trading partners and among the largest foreign direct investors. During the visit, the External Affairs Minister will meet the German Federal Foreign Minister as well as the leadership and other ministers from the German government with an objective to review the entire gamut of bilateral relations between India and Germany. Dr. Jayashankar will thereafter travel to Geneva, Switzerland for an official visit from the 12th of this month. During the visit, the External Affairs Minister will meet with the heads and representatives of the international organizations with whom India is actively engaged. He will also meet the Swiss Foreign Minister to review the close partnership between the two countries and explore avenues to enhance the bilateral relationship further. Abu Dhabi's Crown Prince Sheikh Khalid bin Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan will embark on an official visit to India beginning today. During the visit, the Crown Prince will meet with Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi. The visit aims to further strengthen the already robust ties between the United Arab Emirates and India. Sheikh Khalid will be accompanied by a high-level delegation, including ministers, senior officials, business leaders, and prominent economic partners from the UAE. During his stay, the Crown Prince is scheduled to engage in discussions with senior officials in India. These talks will explore opportunities to enhance cooperation across key economic sectors, building upon the significant milestones already achieved for the mutual benefit of both countries and their people. In addition to high-level meetings, Sheikh Khalid will participate in several activities that showcase the strong economic and cultural bonds shared by the UAE and India. India has sent humanitarian aid to three African countries, Zimbabwe, Zambia, and Malawi, to help address the food security needs of people in the drought-affected regions. In a social media post, the External Affairs Ministry announced that a consignment of 1,000 metric tons of rice departed from Nawasheva port from Zimbabwe yesterday. India also dispatched a shipment of 1,300 metric tons of maize as humanitarian assistance to Zambia. According to the ministry, this aid will help meet the food and nutritional needs of the Zambian people. Additionally, 1,000 metric tons of rice have been sent to drought-affected Malawi. The ministry highlighted that this humanitarian assistance aims to address the severe drought caused by the El Nino phenomenon. Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni has said that countries like India and China can play a role in resolving the conflict in Ukraine. Ms. Meloni's remarks came less than 48 hours after Russian President Vladimir Putin also acknowledged India's efforts in addressing the ongoing crisis. The Italian Prime Minister made these comments following her meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on the sidelines of the Ambrosetti Forum in Chernobyl, Northern Italy, yesterday. During their meeting, the two leaders discussed the latest developments on the ground and Ukraine's most pressing needs as winter approaches. Prime Minister Narendra Modi visited Kyiv last month, during which he conveyed to Mr. Zelensky that both Ukraine and Russia should sit together without wasting time to end the ongoing war and that India is ready to play an active role to restore peace in the region. Mr. Modi said India has been on the side of peace since the beginning of the conflict and he would even like to contribute personally for a peaceful resolution of the crisis. Mr. Modi's visit to Ukraine on 23rd of August, the first by an Indian Prime Minister since its independence in 1991, came 6 weeks after he held summit talks with the Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at EIR News Alerts. The government has designated senior IAS officer Tuhin Kanta Pandey as finance secretary. An officer of 1987 batch Odisha cadre, Mr. Pandey is currently serving in the finance ministry as secretary in charge of two key domains, the Department of Public Enterprises and of Investment and Public Asset Management. The West Bengal Medical Council has served a show cause notice to the arrested former principal of the R.G. Carr Medical College and Hospital to reply satisfactorily within 72 hours or else his registration would be cancelled. He has been given the notice in relation to his involvement in financial irregularities and corruption in the management of the medical college. The India Meteorological Department, or IMD, has issued a warning for very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall over western, eastern and southern parts of the country. The IMD said that coastal Andhra Pradesh and Yanam is expected to witness extremely heavy rainfall today. The weather agency forecast very heavy rainfall over Madhya Maharashtra, Telangana and Odisha till tomorrow. Parts of Assam, Manipur, Tripura, Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Konkan, Goa, Vidarbh, coastal Karnataka and East Uttar Pradesh are also likely to witness heavy rainfall during next week. In Telangana, heavy rain was recorded in the flood-hit Khammam and Mehboobabad districts since yesterday. Mehboobabad recorded over 182 millimetres of rainfall till 6 a.m. this morning, while Thallada in Khammam recorded 122 metres of rainfall. People, especially in low-lying areas in these districts, have been asked to remain alert as there is a possibility of flooding again to Munneru and other streams. On to sports. At the Paralympic Games in Paris, India extended their dominance by securing two more medals before the conclusion of day 10. Navdeep Singh claimed gold in the men's javelin throw F41 event after the Iranian athlete who had initially finished first was disqualified for unsporting or improper conduct. Meanwhile, sprinter Simran Sharma won a bronze medal in the women's 200-meter T12 track event. India have climbed to the 16th spot in the medal tally with a total of 29 medals, including 7 gold, 9 silver and 13 bronze. We have a report.
Before the curtains are finally drawn on the Paralympic Games in Paris, Indian athletes once again proved their mettle by securing two more medals in athletics. Navdeep Singh, who had finished fourth at the Tokyo Paralympic Games, overcame his disappointment to clinch gold for his country. Navdeep surpassed the 45-meter mark in all his legal attempts with his third throw of 47.32 meters, setting a new Paralympic record and securing him the top spot on the podium. His record-breaking throw in the javelin F41 event earned India its first ever medal in this category. However, the victory was not without controversy. Navdeep had initially won a silver medal, but the medal's color was later upgraded to gold after Iran's Seda Betsaya was disqualified for violating Rule 8.1 of the World Para-Athletics Rules and Regulations. While the exact reason for Seda's disqualification has yet to be revealed, he was issued two yellow cards. Meanwhile, in the track event, Simran Sharma secured a bronze medal in the women's 200-meter T12 race with a personal best time of 24.75 seconds, redeeming herself after a heartbreaking fourth place finish in the women's 100-meter T12 final earlier. With one last event lined up for India at the Paris Paralympics Games, Pooja Ojha is set to compete in the semi-finals of the women's kayak single 200-meter KL1 event in Kannur today. Manik Sharma, Sports Desk, Akashvani.
President Draupadi Murmu has congratulated Navdeep Singh on winning a gold medal in the men's javelin throw F41 event at the Paris Paralympics. In a social media post, President Murmu said that Navdeep has made the nation proud. President Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have also congratulated Simran Sharma on winning the bronze medal in the women's 200-meter T12 event. At the US Open, second seed Arina Sabalenka of Belarus outclassed home favorite Jessica Pegula in straight sets to claim her maiden US Open title. With this win, Sabalenka clinched her third Grand Slam title following her back-to-back triumphs at the Australian Open. Today is International Literacy Day. This day is celebrated on the 8th of September every year to remind everyone of the importance of literacy for individuals, communities and societies. This year the theme for International Literacy Day is Promoting Multilingual Education, Literacy for Mutual Understanding and Peace. Department of School Education and Literacy Government of India organized an international conference, Spectrum of Literacy, on the eve of International Literacy Day yesterday. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Anuja. Ahead of assembly polls, door-to-door verification of voters kicks off in Delhi, notes Hindustan Times. 15.2 million registered voters in the state as of May 2024, adds the paper. After UPSC cancelled candidature, government discharges Pooja Kherkar from IAS with immediate effect, is a headline in the Sunday Express. 48 weather stations set up for early warning in Himachal Pradesh for climate risk reduction, writes the Tribune. The Times of India states about the first athlete from Nagaland, Hokato Sema, on the Olympic podium under the headline, Army man who lost leg in JNK blast wins Paralympics bronze. Homes get fashion forward with designer labels, signature styles, as realtors rope in fashion designers for luxury housing, cites the Financial Express. And finally, as celeb voices and images come under threat of being cloned, many are taking legal path to protect their personality rights with Copyright Act, notes the Economic Times. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Shagun. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Union Home Minister Amit Shah says only central government can restore statehood to Jammu and Kashmir. External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar to embark on a three-nation visit to Saudi Arabia, Germany and Switzerland today. Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi Sheikh Khalid bin Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan to be on a three-day visit to India beginning today. India sends food aid to Zimbabwe, Zambia and Malawi. Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni says India can play a role in resolving Ukraine conflict. And Navdeep Singh bags gold medal in men's javelin throw at Paralympic Games in Paris. Sprinter Simran Sharma wins bronze in women's 200-meter event. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.